Okay, today I'm going to start with marker number 10, which is a concept that we didn't discuss yet last time, which is a little peculiar. Amar Rav Vissim Rav Chissim, Roa Adam Sheisurin Banalav Yefash Vesh B'maisav, right? So if you suffer, you should check your maisim, because the Chora, suffering comes because you didn't have Eir. Shenemar Napsukin Nechor Neshavol Hashem. Pishvish lo mati is a vital Torah. If you didn't do Averis, might be vital Torah. That's also a little bit of an Avera. Shenemar Ashrei Gera Shei Terestrian of Kavma Torah Chazlam Denu. Sometimes Hashem punishes you so you learn more Torah. V'im Tolo lo matza. Okay. Maybe it's a little hard for us to envision being quite in that place. But let's say you couldn't find any Averis, you couldn't find any vital Torah. So, V'yadur Shei Terestrian Shal Avahim. Okay, whether or not, you know, the average person is going to quite be in that Madriga is not what's important. But the Karon, theoretically, now, there are people in that Madrega. Theoretically, it's Yisurin Shal Ava, right? Hashem just hurts you because he loves you. Shenemar ki asher yehav Hashem yochiyach. Amar Rav Amar Skor. But Huna, even though this sounds strange, Chazal emphasize, or specifically Rav, who's behind this, emphasizes that it's really, really true. And he even used a very strong lashon. Whoever Hashem loves, medak Yisurin, he crushes him with suffering. Shenemar v'Hashem chafeit dik o hechali, he's medaki him with choli because he loves him. Apparently, bad things happen to a tzaddik. Might just be because Hashem loves a tzaddik, so he hurts him. Yachol v'lokim li'ava, you might think it's good for the tzaddik even if he doesn't accept the ava. Tamalomer tasu adam asham nafsho ma asham l'das, asham l'das. Right, it only works if, like a carbon asham, if he accepts it out of ava, like willingly, just like you bring carbon willingly, that you have to accept the servant willingly. You can kill him maschara yirazera yarech yamin. Right, then he'll have kids and a long life. Lo odos lachnu, he's got to be able to remember his learning. Shenem arvash chafetz Hashem b'yadu yatzchefetz Hashem b'yadu yatzliach. Chefetz Hashem b'yadu yatzliach. Chefetz Hashem b'yadu yatzliach. So in the end, it'll be okay. But there's such thing as Yisurin Shal Ava. Now, this is a bit of a strange concept, right? Why is there a tzadik v'ralo? So sometimes it could be, you know, because of some averos, tzadik sheinu gomer. But even a tzadik gomer, apparently, sounds like to be a tzadik v'ralo, because Hashem hurts the tzadik because he loves him. That seems a little strange. Nowadays, if someone would tell you that, I mean, if a human being would tell you, right, that he hurts those who he loves, we might lock him up. We'd for sure call social services right away. And we think he's a little bit, mentally imbalanced. So, why would Hashem act in such a strange way? And, like, he hurts the tzaddik davka because he loves him. Now, before we answer that question, we'll see there are some people who, I don't know if you're here, but that's okay. There are some people who really had a lot of trouble with this concept. And there are two ways to neutralize this concept. One is, if you look for a second at... Go to page 8, to Machor number 24. The Rambam in the 15th, 16th, 17th, Prakim of Mor Nebuchim discusses all the different theories as to why bad things happen to people, etc. And 24, he says, Hadeya hachamishis v'hu datenu rotsolomer torasenu v'ani yodiach v'imenu mashakos v'sifr nivyenu bo v'hu asher yivinu hamon chachameinu, right? The feed discusses four opinions of about Ashkocha Pratis from other sources, but the Torah source, which is what's written in the Nevi'im, and what most Chachamim believe, and then I'll tell you what a few Chachamim believe, and then I'll tell you what I believe. So, okay, interesting formulation, but in Kedarka Makodesh Mor Nevuchim, in these Prakim, he never gets around to telling you what he believes. He just tells you what most Chachamim believe in Perek Yuzayim. But he makes bar lecha ilu adeos v'hu now he chazers all the days. Kol mashu terumim yonav deyanam mischalfin, anything that happens to people. Yashuv aristo shu mikra gomer. Aristotle holds just mikra because Aristotle doesn't really hold from what we mean by God. V'yashuv ha'sharia, that's the Asherite Muslim shu nimshach rafsa b'vad. The Asherites hold that it's just Hashem's rafsa and Hashem doesn't have to have logic or morality to what he does. V'tashu kadam utazlai shu nimshach l'chachman. Utazlai think it's because of Hashem's. Because of Hashem's chachma, what do Jews think? Jews think it's because of schar ve'onesh, what you deserve based on your masim. Right. So according to Aristotle, there's no rhyme or reason, no kashas, no tibrutzim. It's just stam. Things happen. According to the Asherites, Yomashkim Ratzon Hashem. From the Asherites, God just does what he wants. There's no logic. He could give terrible sufferings to Chassid in this world and burn him in fire forever in the next world, and that's what he wants. So, don't ask any kashas. That's not the traditional Jewish approach. The Yira Mutaslai, the other Mutaslai Muslims say that's not fair. They say, no. Everyone gets paid off in the end. If Hashem hurts even an ant in this world, he rewards that ant in Olam Haba. And why would Hashem hurt someone now and reward them later? That's Hashem's chachma. He has a reason why. And whatever happens to you now and whatever happens to you later, but it all ends up being fair in the end. Just Hashem has his chachma reasons why he might do things in a strange way. And Jews, the traditional Jewish approach, the Rambam says, the Jewish approach to everything is midas hadin, is charva unish. There's no such thing as Hashem hurts you stam. There's no such thing as really tzadik v'ra lo stam. Only if you did some averos, you might get paid for those averos. But he denies that there's any like non-charva unish reasons why things happen to you. V'Hashem chalila mo'i avel lo yanush echem eno l'churi v'arver lo unish zeo. Hakosim Torah Moshe Rabbeinu lo shalom ki akol nimshach haradin. Taka does say that in the Torah. That's what most Chazal believe. That's one opinion, but he understands that's how he passed. Hashem must be just. And of course, justice includes that he has to pay back bad. He has to reward bad people for good things they do. Even if he didn't command them, and he has to punish you for every bad thing you do, even if he didn't tell you not to do it, you should have known. Actually, something you should have figured on your own. Like not being unethical. Right, Hashem does not reward anything. Because I'll say, if you think Hashem lets things slide, then your intestine should slide out. Hashem always works out every scar and every illness. He has patience, but then he collects. Right, and it says a mitzvah also is better than a mitzvah also, but what does that prove? They're both good, right? That a mitzvah and an a mitzvah both get tzar. Why does Rambam have to keep focusing on even if you didn't get the tzivah, you still get tzar onesh? Because if you want to say everything that happens to you because of tzar onesh, how about people in an island in Fiji who never heard of the Torah? So he says, no problem, you can have tzar onesh for those who heard of the Torah, and they're responsible for everything in the Torah. You can have tzar onesh for those who didn't hear the Torah, and they're responsible for what they should have figured out. Okay, that's because the structure of the Morin Vukum, it doesn't. But the structure of the Morin Vukum is that he doesn't always get his maskanas when you think he will.
But he is providing the Jewish view. Even though you're saying it's not his view?
34 prakim later, he all of a sudden does an about face.
Mechanistic.
Yes. So, but at this point, that's what he's saying. Baba Diver Chacham is down. Now, interesting. What does he do about Yisur Shalava? If he thinks the mainstream Jewish view is every system Chavra Onesh, what do you do with Yisur Shalava? So he says, Baba Diver Chacham is down. Tosefus Achash Lo Bama Shigot Torah. You know, in the Chazal, you'll find one thing that has no roots in the Torah. Which a few Chavra, like you'll find it that's Yochin and Shas, which is not really rooted in the Torah. Yisur Shalava. Which means that Hashem can punish you even if you did nothing wrong, just to give you extra schar. Like mutaslites. The ain't possible Torah lays that inyan, but there's no root in the Torah for this. Okay, and Nisayon is different. Let's not get into that. Now, what is the Rambam basically saying? He's saying Yisur Shal Avaz Adas Yochid, which is not the mainstream opinion of Chazal, which is not based in the Torah, which holds like the mutaslite doyim. And he says, we don't pass him like Yisur and Shalava, we pass him Tzchar Onesh. So one way of dealing with, right, Yisur and Shalava is, you can say, like the Rambam, that we reject this opinion. This is Rava. Interesting, with all the strange Gemaras about Tzchar Onesh are always Rava. I guess this is one of the things he was Osek in a lot. And we don't necessarily pass him like that. The Ramban has another famous approach. If you turn to, where's the Ramban? Page 4 in the Torah Adam. What does the Ramban say about Yisur and Shalava? The Ramban actually he has a brilliant Meduyuk read of this Gemara. It's not me. Most Rishonim don't agree with him. But it's a very, very Meduyuk read. The Ramban says it really means Schar HaOmesh. There's no such thing as Rishon Abba. He's basically saying also it's all Schar HaOmesh. There's no such thing as Yisroel Shalava. Agav, the Meiri also, although I don't have it on the sheet, rejects Yisroel Shalava, Alatar and Brachos, I just got left out by accident. The Ramban says, you know what Yisroel Shalava means? It means Karva Onesh, it means punishment for Averus. Isn't the whole point of the Gemara that it doesn't mean punishment for Averus? Exactly. Let's look at the Ramban in 19, Gvaldik Ramban. I think we're up to the fourth paragraph. The old Matinish Amr of Sainim Ra Adam she served bottom of Fashish Mysaf. She never not to say no Yakora. Pish Pish will Mata yet love little Torah. Told the Mata be doing she shall have him. She never kisses a Yava Shamuchia. Gom Rabba Marskora Marhuna Kosha Kosha Kodish Barku. Chavit the Mudaki be served. She never shall have Tiko Hekli. Laman me Hemzal. She served by Skila Mysaf Rashal Adam. The first reason you would think someone gets Easter is because they did Averos. They not be Rashalo Sasha. She didn't know she actually. He did violated Averos, which they deserve a punishment. Therefore, if you see Yisurin, you should check your Maisim and do Tshuva. Okay, this is not such Yeshivish Ramban, because we might think in this Gemara that, you know, after Averos, you should just look at Talmud Torah. The Ramban says, no, Bittel Torah doesn't mean Bittel of learning Torah alone. It doesn't mean Bittel of keeping the Torah. What does it mean? It means if you couldn't find any law of them, then maybe your Ravatal Mitzvah Sasei, right? So there are many people who try to be pretty good Jews and maybe don't violate any law of them, but they're still not always Zaris, right? They got through the first couple of prakim of the Mesil Sharon and didn't get to the next couple of prakim. So maybe they didn't do Mitzvah Sasei. And he doesn't mean mamish, they like, you know, violated Mitzvah Sasei Yadayim. It means like they just didn't do mitzvah say they should have. Like the Malach said to Reb Katina, Reb Katina wasn't wearing tzitzis because he wasn't wearing a dagger that needed tzitzis. And he said to the Malach, well, you're going to punish me because you're not doing an assay? He says, yeah, in a time of divine anger, you can be held accountable for that. That's why we all, right? Nowadays, the sartorial climate has changed and none of us wear togas anymore. So why do we all go out and specially buy these funny rectangular things and put them on under our shirts or over our shirts, we're Hasidish, just to be Mekhanis of Tzitzis? It's because of this Gemara, because Rav Katina was Davka, he was not wearing Tzitzis, legitimately. Namal said, what do you mean? You're not Zorids? You don't want to chop an assay? You could be held accountable for that. That's why we try to chop assays, even if we're not technically chayiv in them. That's why we all wear Tzitzis. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Lefika. Therefore, if you didn't find any Averus that you knew about, you must have been about to say you weren't Zoris to really do them properly. But you were lazy. What about a Tzadik Gomer is no Averus and no Bittul Mitzvos? That's like we explained earlier. A Tzadik Sheino Gomer gets a Surinchal Abba to punish him for his Averus. So he'll go straight to Olam Haba. Hold on, we just said he didn't do Averus. Why are you getting punished for Averus? The Ramban says, read the Gemara. Does the Gemara say the guy didn't do Averus? What does the Gemara say? The guy didn't?
Fine
that he did Averus. What does that mean? That means he didn't do Averus, but means it. You can do a Cheshbon and Nefesh and not find that you do Averus because you're a Shogig, right? A guy could, the Ama Arts and Hilchos Shabbos, do a total Cheshbon and Nefesh, and say, I didn't find any Averus. Yeah, you didn't find any Averus because you don't know how to look properly. So you're not a Russian Marusha, but you still did an Averus of a Shogeg. Now that he explains, it's a brilliant diyuk. He says, if it's an onesh on your free Averus, why is it called Ava? They're coming from Averus of Shogeg. The Torah says you're a chote if you're a chel of a Shogeg. What's your avera? You didn't check and double check and triple check, right? If you'd been walking through a minefield, you would have checked and double checked and triple checked. And here, Hashem gave you a Torah, and you didn't double check as you should have to keep the mitzvah of Hashem. The alderzu tam chedas shogeg b'chol Torah. That's why shogeg is called a chote in the whole Torah. Because you should have been careful. Also, any itzer it dirties your soul. Obviously, you shouldn't go to your head. You just need a little cleansing from that sin. It was kaddish l'tarim gadin to be pure from it. Kadesh yiroi l'mayla agenis l'mayis t'pavol haba. Now that you're going to, Hashem's going to throw you into hell for doing a mirabah shogeg, but you're not going to be able to get the biggest mile in olam haba unless you get purified by having the nefesh in this world. That's when you're karbanos. Okay, you get the basic point. That's the Ava. The Ramban says, Yisrael Shal Ava doesn't mean it's just Stam because he loves you. No, it means the punishment. Just Yisrael Shal Ava means Hashem loves the tzaddik so much that not only would he punish him for a maze, that he even punish him for a shogeg. And that's a big Ava to punish you for a shogeg. Because you'd think you should let it slide, but no, Hashem loves you so much, he wants him to be on the 100th Madrigal Olam Haba, not just the 98th. Therefore, he gives him Yisurin in this world to purify him from his sins, so he'll be on the 100th Madrigal Olam Haba, and that's a very, very serious Abba, right? The biggest Abba is if you want your kid to not be good, but to be excellent, so therefore you threaten him and you punish him, you take away privilege till he's excellent. That's the biggest Abba, because you want him to be excellent, not just good. Okay, yeah, it has to be the right kid, but obviously we're talking about the right kid here. All right, so that is the Rambam and the Ramban say we're not willing to really stomach that it's Stam Yisurin Shel Ava. However, most Rishonim say no, Mamish Yisurin Shel Ava without a chit. Then the question is, why would Hashem punish you Stam because he loves you if it's not because you did something wrong? Like, why would he give you social ava not for a chait? What's pshat? Again, now it doesn't make sense again. Call social services on him. So what's pshat? What does Yisrael Shel Ava mean? So what does Rashi say? What? Rashi says, Leharbos scharo. Right? Rashi says, number 11, he wants to give you extra schar. So the extra schar is through, right, the tzlach actually comments here, right? There's a lot of tzlach and brachos, like tzlachim. The tzlach said, the fum tzar agra, it's a mission of Pirkei Avos. Therefore, the more tzar you have, the more schar you deserve. So Hashem wants you to get extra schar, so the more, the harder he makes it, olam hazeh, the more schar he owes you in olam haba, so it's not you did anything wrong. You were gavali, you had a million billion schar, but he wants to give you a million billion trillion schar. So therefore, he gives you extra schar to make it up for, to make it up to you later. This is a little controversial. This is a little controversial. Some of the Achronim asked on Rashi, what do you mean? Is it really the derech of a wise person to just punish you now and reward you later? It does seem a little random, but a lot of people say maybe you have to add something deeper in Rashi. But what Rashi says is kidei laharbo scharo, and on the simple level he just means that basically Hashem wants to do 8 bad things to you, so he'll owe you 8 good things in Olam Haba, and he'll give you more schar in Olam Haba, even though you didn't do anything wrong, but you can still get extra and extra and extra schar. Okay, it's still a little funny. A lot of people have trouble with the kipshuto, because it still seems a little mean. Unfair, really? So, I should beat you up now, so I'll owe you money later? Right, you know? So this Rashi is a little funny, and a lot of people say, no, he really must have meant something deeper. Like, he meant, like, there's a reason you get the schar. But that's Rashi.
Do you have to deal with the pain? Because if you're really on such a level, you actually enjoy the yisur, and it may not be pain.
No, you still feel the pain on some level. You know, people have different levels. The philosophers talk about first order and second order. You know, like, even when a person is sameach b'yisurin, he still feels them on the surface level. He's just sameach b'yisurin on the deeper level. So I don't think that anyone who mamish doesn't feel pain.
This is still inside the sphere of Midahadin from our perspective, but there's still a cause and result from Hashem's perspective. Like.
Right, Hashem wants to give you more schar, so he gives you yisurin.
it's just...
just from our perspective, but there is some, you know, cause and result that's happening as a result of suffering.
Right, and in the end, it's just. It's just a funny kind of justice. Some of the Achronim actually have trouble with this. Like, for example, if you look at the Pnei Yeshua in 12, he says, Sham Talav Lamas Vidush Yisun Shal Ava Heinu Perish Rashi Kashrach Miyasu Bishur Belo Shem Chayv Avim Vila Harbis Kar Vila Mahava Ein Letamal Lachayv Zakat Matu El Shiyesh Lekadosh Baruch Lahavi Yal Tzadik Yisur Belo Shem Avim Vila Harbis Kar Vila Mahava The Ein Zo, he has to have to go meet his bus with Dali Yas or so be served a lethal Matanas Harvey, right? It's not a proper Midah to, if you love someone, to torture them and then give them a lot of Matanas. So Dani said, he says, Tzakadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to give me more schar, give me more schar. And Noach will say, no, he needs a certain midah set in. But, you know, it's still, it's a little interesting. Okay, you'll see the Dr. Rashbi to the Samach. So, he has a bit of a trouble with this. So what might you say, like, maybe a little more than this, to explain what Yisur and Shlava. What's the point? Why would it really be good for Hashem to give Yisur to a tzaddik?
Well, I mean, Hashem
would
put Nisayon, maybe?
With what?
Nisayon.
Okay, what's the point of Nisayon, then?
That Hashem gives us even greater Nisayon. The meaning the Yisur and Shlava is really a Nisayon. It's not the punishment. But
okay, it's a Nisayon. And what's the point of a Nisayon?
To make us on a high level.
Ah, so it could be that a Nisayon... A nisayon brings you to a higher level. The Ramban definitely says that nisayon, although he does not connect nisayon to Yisur Shalava, he doesn't think Yisur Shalava is a nisayon. The Ramban thinks a nisayon is only when it's a big tirchus to do mitzvahs. He doesn't think Yisur Shalava is a nisayon. Like nisayon is like the akedah. Avram didn't suffer; he was just like asked to do something. Do something really hard, but you could say that it is me'inyan nisayon. So you could say that it's a nisayon, which means that you grow from overcoming obstacles. It's not that. That's why they say that Hashem only brings yisurin on people who can handle them. The Gemara says a little later, right? It's not that the yisurin are good for you; that overcoming the yisurin is good for you. And therefore, you grow from overcoming obstacles. I think that's a great answer. The Pnei Yeshua at the end has a bit of a wild answer. It, you know, sometimes like we say, oh, this sounds Christian, it's not Jewish. And of course, that's a little silly because there was Judaism for 1,300 years before there was Christianity, and that included many different ideas. Just because the Christians decided they liked one or two of them, that isn't enough key for Judaism, right? Just because the Christians decided that you should be a nice person doesn't make that not Jewish, or whatever it may be. If you look at the same Pnei Yeshua at the I'm skipping a little to the eighth to last line at the end, Yeshel Harsh Ovinian Acher, the Osan Yisrael Shemei Bekash Baruch Tzadik Loshem Avon Al Korchayin Kedei Lamarik Avon Osem Shel Yisrael. It is a punishment for Am Yisrael. The Yisrael Sanhedrin the Hadlei Remuli Lai Tzeduki Yomer Leu Kechem Gachon Whom Rachman Umalei Rachman Yasser Gedolim Shem Yisurin. Right, the Tzeduki accused Hashem of being unfair, and Remuli Lai says no. If you're merachim on a nation, instead of killing them all, you just torture the gedolim shebehen. Likewise, sometimes it's Hashem punishes the tzaddikim as a kapara on the door. They are the kapara for the door. Remember, worship infants broke was a shas olam eluki yumo. If you never yisurin, there'll be no nation. Like kavli yisurin, we daven yasav yirasa chas shalom. If Hashem would bring the yisurin that the door deserves on the not so great people, they would just rebel and become not from. He brings them on the tzaddik, and what the tzaddik does, he says, I'm accepting the punishment of the rest of the Jews. What do they call that? What? There's a word for that. Okay, it'll come back to me when I stop thinking about it. Vicarious punishment, exactly. Nitzah came into that tzaddik because the rabbi, because the rabbi told him, which will cock goes, the chos of a chelkom big on Aden. Behind Mashi, not because both those who may know him. Right, basically, why is this good for the tzaddik? How does Mar B'Schoro says the Pnei Yeshua in his second shot? He says it is kapara al hador, and then the tzaddik zoche the hatzolas kol Yisrael. Right? Hashem's able to give the tzaddik an opportunity to do a great mitzvah. He's giving him the onus that's right for the Rishonim that they know him, and then he gets all the chilek that they would have deserved in Olam Haba for this, for accepting this. So the Pnei Yeshua says vicarious punishment that Hashem does Yisrael Shel Ava. Yisrael Shel Ava means he loves the rest of the Jewish people. So he gives their punishment to Tzaddikim. He gives their punishment to Tzaddikim, and therefore they're suffering for the sins of the door, and that's marvelous. Their scar tremendously because they get the scar of helping all of Am Yisrael.
2 points. In terms of the Nisayon, so the Pashup shot by Eov is that that's what's going on. The Kodesh Baruch is trying to test, and he's punishing him not because of anything that he's done wrong, but because
of a test. The question is, what's the point of a test?
But either way, the way Chazal understand it is to show that Eov is going to still have a movie even though he's punished so much.
To show who?
Well, I mean, Pashup is. Well,
think of the
world.
So great. What's Donnie pointing out? We almost started Sefer Eov. What was strange about Sefer Eov? That Sefer Eov actually told us why to suffer. Because God made a bet with the devil. The problem is that doesn't seem to make sense. So Donnie's saying, no, it really does make sense. Skip the part of that bet with the devil. That's obviously a metaphor. No, that's just, well, the point is that there's always a bet in the world, right? The whole world is betting, you know, is it really Kedai to be a tzaddik? Are tzaddikim really people we should emulate? Are they not? Should we really be so religious or should we not? The whole world is betting to see, like, you know, are these tzaddikim the real thing or not? Should they be the people we emulate and look up to or not? And when the tzaddik suffers and passes the nisayon, it's an example for everyone in the world.
The way Chazal understands that they're comparing Eov to Avraham. They want to see Eov.
Exactly. And that's what Rav Sadigon says in number 18. What does Rav Sadigon say? He says, V'achkin Omer, Makar 18 on page 4, Ki ein ani motzi yisur tzidik molom zel, shnei drachim, echni ala katoim ma'atim, kashar damti levar, v'asheni, haschol ashra yavi abor elein, she yedem shim shov mosat, v'achar kach tzidik molom le tova, he'll punish them and then reward them later. Moshe Gaz Hashem tzad yivchav, v'lom dog, v'asken mishen usol. He wouldn't do that if someone couldn't take it, they should go to Ellis, it wouldn't help. Aval to Ellis, they go to Tzidik. But what is the to Ellis of the tzaddikim suffering, so people should know he is the one who picks up like Dani on Sefer Eov. He loved Rachel Kim Lachinam. That Hashem didn't pick them stam. They're a real thing. Sheir Dat mean an Eov a civil like an Eov. Ella im, and then he explains how Hashem will tell them that. That it won't tell them that it happens if it's just Nisayon. So the Rav Sadigon points out that it could be that the Toelis is the Rav Sadigon says Alpi Sefer Eov based on our behind the scenes knowledge from the first pair of Sefer Eov. Maybe the Toelis is Nisayon equals Kedei Laharos Le. Call Ha'olam. Okay, like he writes it. So he writes it that, like, the tzaddikim are real tzaddikim, the shul and the true madrig of tzaddikim. If you expand this a little, you know, it would be like, the truth is, like, when you see a tzaddik who has, like, terrible suffering and, like, accepts it me'ava, it's tremendously inspiring for people, right? It's an unbelievable inspiration when you see that when people, Hashem sends a bad thing, they have a muna anyway, and they just are most at tzidkos na'ava, it's a tremendous lesson to everyone else. So, you know, I don't know about Rav Sadigon's particular formulation to know that Hashem, that these are real tzaddikim, to know how high the madrega of tzaddikim is. I think the point is not to know how high the madrega of tzaddikim is, you know, so they can be bal gaiva. The point is to know what there is to look up to and to be inspired by them. So I think Rav Sadigon is saying maybe Yisur and Shel Ava are the point of Yisur and Shel Ava is to show everyone, which is very authentic, to say for Eov. Okay, I just want to end with one last time in Shon Shel Ava, and then we'll have to wait till the next month to get to the more radical pshatim about Tzadik Baralo, as Donnie was mentioning before. The mainstream shot of Yisur and Shel Ava, I think of most Mepharshim, is that somehow Yisurin, on a certain Madrega, again, we're not necessarily in this Madrega, but in a certain Madrega, Yisurin are good for you. Why? Says the Ran, for example, in number 21, we won't read the whole thing. He has a problem with the pshat of like tzaddik shino gomer a little, but he says the last paragraph. Let's see. For Rav and Sholo, he's a time last paragraph of Mukher 21, page 7. Eight the time Yisur Shon Shalol Shol Ava Achshin Bon Al Chait. What the point Yisur Shol Ava if it's not for a sin? But he Omer she actually the tzaddik shino yoshin ochot mekayim zukulo. Even if someone. Right? This sounds a little like coming from the Tanya. Even if someone doesn't do Averis and keeps all the mitzvos, it's impossible for you to do Ma'at Tavos Olam in Tzadik Boro. They must have still a little physical taiva in them which keeps them from totally clinging to Hashem. unless they're bigger than all the tzaddikim. Someone can not do an avera, but still have physicality in them, have taivas in them. Right? Yeshua wasn't a chotek, he wasn't a madriga Moshe, but still, he wasn't on the madriga of Moshe, right? Meaning, even a tzaddik is not on the highest madriga if they have physicality. Just to keep them far away from physicality. Okay, the Ramban says something else. He says, what's the point of Yisurin? It keeps them away from physicality. The truth is, think about it. If someone has physical suffering, then it means it sort of machlish their kesher to the physical world, right? If someone has physical pain, then that, again, if they're on a high madrega, that just makes them less and less connected to physicality because they don't derive hanaf from physicality. And again, okay, none of us are on the madrega to ask for that, perhaps, but someone on a very high madrega might say it's good for you because it separates you from from physicality. And similarly, the Maharal says something similar to Pnei Yoshua in his first shot. Says something similar. If you just look, for example, I'll read for you back from 12 from the first shot of the Pnei Yoshua. He says because Zula Sayyisurim Beltiyichos on a Shemach of Reporting in a Gov LaHasul Kabel Kol Oros VaLomas Al Yonot Tzvunas VaNelamasher. You know, when the neshama leaves the guf after the 120, it's not able to accept all the lights and all the olamas el yonim that are hidden, etc. For sure, after chedad marishon, but even before the marishon, right? Why? Because you have taivas and gashmius, which keep you from the highest madrega like Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he says that the yisurin purified the neshama. Right, by making it more withdrawn from taiva and gashmias because it doesn't get enough from gashmias and taiva. So Pnei Yoshua, the Maharal says something similar. I don't know if it's maybe onto the sheet. I thought it was here someplace, but I don't see it now. The Maharal and the Pnei Yoshua in his first child, the Drush Saran, say, what's the point? Again, this is a very, very ambitious madrega, but the Ran and the Pnei Yoshua in his first child says that Yisurin make you less physical. It takes away taivas and gashmias, and therefore, you know, someone on the proper madriga to handle them properly will just become totally withdrawn from taivas and gashmias because they get nothing out of it, and therefore they'll become more and more purely spiritual, and maybe that's what Yisurin Shel Av means, that's how it purifies someone. So we have a bunch of different shatim in Yisurin Shel Ahava, which is really, you know, the first foray into explaining why bad things happen to good people, not because of Averos, right? So Ramban says it really means Averos. You just have to be Daik in the Gemara better. And the Rambam says, it's really Das Yachin, we don't hold from it. But if you do hold from it, then obviously it can somehow be good for Hashem to do something bad to you. Why? Maybe just Stam Lahar Boskaro? Or maybe the way it's Mar Beskar is not the Yisurin are good, but overcoming the Yisurin is good, because we all know when you pass Yisurin, you're better than you used to be. Or maybe it's a vicarious punishment that you accept for the door. Or maybe it's an educational for the whole world, which is what it sounds like to say for Eov. Or maybe this very, very musardic spiritual approach, which is a lot of our Achronim and the Ram like, which the way Marva Yerschar is by withdrawing more and more and more from physicality, because not only don't you enjoy a lot of things, you don't enjoy anything, you suffer physically. Therefore, that totally removes physicality from your neshama and allows you to be on the highest madriga. Which again, okay, maybe none of us are probably madriga. We're asking Hashem, no, give us like terrible physical suffering now to take away our gashmias. But on someone on a high madriga, that can actually be the best favor, the best favor to do for them. All right, we'll pick up Mitzvah next month with some more radical approaches.